Arsene Avlianos, the hardest surname I've ever had to pronounce.
You weren't drinking last night, were you? You got that right.
Absolutely. Hey, here's a little tip for you, gang. I never drink.
There you go, you see. Wise words. Wise path to take.
Well, I only started last night so I could pronounce the surname, but it's going well so far. We are indeed talking to Sen Avlianos. I told myself I wasn't going to say it again. He's a CSE entertainer, CSE Forces Entertainment, which you can find out more about on facebook.com/CSE show. Now, Sen.
Yes.
You specialise in the guitar, in the vocals, and most importantly, performing in war zones.
I absolutely love it. I'm very lucky. I love my job. I must be doing something right because I keep getting asked to go back. So, yeah, love it. Been out to Afghanistan recently with, it wasn't with a full band, probably about a month and a half ago.
Okay.
We did a few shows, Bastion, Kandahar, and Kabul. And it was in a duo with another chap called Dol, who fronts a band called Electric Mayhem. I front a band, up until now, I've been fronting a band called X-Ray Lima, doing the whole sort of Afghan war zone thing for quite a while as well. X-Ray Lima's no more. I've been mixing it up with the other musicians while I'm sort of grooming a new outfit to get together.
Excellent.
And also I've been doing a lot of decomp stuff with various guys who are all on the CSE circuit. That's been going really well too.
Let's talk about the CSE circuit. How long have you been... I mean, let's do it exact. I want... figures, days, times. How long have you been a CSE entertainer?
Blimey, first tour was Ledger Palace, 2004. God.
Oh, you're on your own.
7 years, yeah.
Fantastic. Do you still enjoy it as much as that first time?
Do you know what? Every single time's different. So even if you do a tour in the same part of theatre, something's changed by the time you get back there to do it again. You've got different personnel, different security conditions, so it's a completely different tour each and every time, and you have to treat it as such anyway. You can't, you know, a lot of the guys actually ask us when we get there, are you contracted on a 2-year basis, and then, you know, is it a running contract? And it's not. It's every single tour is a separate contract.
I mean, when you're doing tours and stuff for civilian audiences, and then you're going out to these, as we mentioned, war zones.
Yeah,
is it a completely different audience?
It's pretty much night and day. Obviously, like civilian audiences, especially in London where I'm based, but they're a little bit spoiled for choice because they'll turn up to a pub or whatever and say, oh, it's just a band, turn their backs and carry on talking. With the military audience, they're awesome. You turn up, nobody's had a drink a lot of the time, because I mean, a lot of the, especially out in theatre at the moment, it's dry, so nobody's had a drink and they're having a party. Playing for a military audience is actually more rewarding.
Oh, wonderful.
And playing for a civilian audience.
Hey, Sen, you've said it to the right audience. That was the correct answer.
Oh,
we can tick that one off. Now, we've just, of course, finished Christmas. Was it a busy Christmas for you? I imagine it's a busy Christmas for all entertainers.
It was, yeah, it was. Well, straight after Afghan, did another tour in the Middle East, a few air bases out east. And came back and did quite a lot of Winter Wonderland, you know, the fun fair in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
That comes to London every year.
It must have been freezing.
It was. First gig I did there was -3.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
So pretty busy.
I lost feeling in my... It was actually like playing guitar with someone else's hand.
What an image. Now, you know your music, don't you? So
I do, yeah.
What about your hot tip in music for 2011?
I'd have to say the one tune that grabbed me while I was in the car the other day was a band called Nero.
Okay.
And the track is called Me and You. Now, I'm a guitar player. I'm a heavy guitar player, but I love my electronic music as well, and I love dance music. Really, my all-time favourite dance act has got to be somebody like Prodigy. This band has got really bold electronic sounds, as bold as the Prodigy use. So I'm going to tip Nero.
Hey, you heard it here first. Sen Avlianos tips Nero to be the new Prodigy. Strong stuff indeed. Sen, before we let you go, you've got an eclectic mix. Clearly, that's evident now. So what song would you like us to play for you, to play you out? Something that you'd maybe play yourself to the troops, but also something that means a lot to you.
I do play this for the troops, and it's actually one of the more difficult songs to perform because vocally it's an absolute shredder. It's Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. You know, what more need you say?
What more need you say? What more need I do other than quickly scramble to get it playing? Sen Avlianos, a CSE entertainer. CSE Forces Entertainment can be found online. It's facebook.com/CSE show. Sen, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, bless your heart. Stay safe, everybody.
Oh, lovely stuff. Good luck for the future as well, mate.
Bye.